You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. Tonight, our theme is called Remembering Miso. My cat, who passed away at age 19 and three quarters last week. We began the last set with a request going out to Diane. That was Squeeze and Cool for Cats. And then we heard a improvisational piece by Chuck Yu and Jamie McLaughlin, recorded live on the air at WMBR March 5th, 2005 on the show Nonstop Ecstatic Screaming. That was called Who Let the Cat In? And thanks to Mark from Arlington for calling in specifically to find out what that track was and also how to listen to it again, which, let's be sure everybody has this information in case you didn't already know it. So everything that's broadcast on WMFO is available to be listened anytime you want for the next 2 weeks following its initial broadcast by going over to the WMFO.org website. And what you just do is click on the schedule link that's there on the front page, and then you'll see a list of all the shows and DJs. And click on the show or the DJ that you're interested in looking up, and you'll see a list of all the things that the shows that they've logged. And then from there, just click on the particular show, and then there'll be an archive link. Well, there's an archive link next to all those shows, and then you need to click again to say play archive. But you'll figure it out. Yes, you'll figure it out. So, yes, that was Who Let the Cat In by Chuck Yu and Jamie McLaughlin. And then we heard some electro clash with Felix the House Cat, American DJ and record producer, originally from Chicago, and that was Rocket Ride. And then a very rare version, supposedly an ultra rare version, of Leave My Kitten Alone by the Beatles. Not the Beatles for sale, the album, but instead the Beatles for Sale Sessions, which has a whole bunch of alternate versions and outtakes. And then we heard a bluegrass version of Ted Nugent's infamous song Cat Scratch Fever, performed by Hazy Dixie, who do a lot of cool cover versions of rock songs, and as well as their own originals. They've got several albums out, and I found that on A Hillbilly Tribute to Mountain Love. And we finished things off with Poison and Look What the Cat Dragged In. Backing me up right now is Cy Coleman and a track called Pussycat. Several years ago, I came up with something that I called snack and exercise time with my cat Miso. And in my house, there's effectively a long hallway that starts from the front door, and it goes along the stairs and through the kitchen and then out to the back door. And I got some Trader Joe's dry cat food, which has bigger pieces than the Eam's kibble that I had been feeding her, but it's bigger, and I'd throw a piece of it along the floor, and Miso would chase after it and eat it, and sometimes she'd pounce on it like it was some kind of a prey. But the best thing that I had was if I'd kind of get it so it went underneath the radiator at one end, and then she'd kind of lose track of it or something, but then she'd have to go and scoop out and find it with her paw by doing a little bit of digging around. And the same thing over in the kitchen, where I'd slip it underneath one of the wooden chairs that we've got there. And I was reviewing some of the videos that I took of her, and there was a great one where I videoed snack and exercise time, and she kind of pounced over the lower legs of the wooden chair there, and it was just like very acrobatic. Then I was like, yes, good girl, Miso. So I would do this snack and exercise time sometimes 20 or more times a day with that many pieces. And I calculated that, translated to human terms relative to her body size, that'd be about a quarter mile of sprints a day. And I do believe it kept her active and healthy, extending the length and the quality of her life. I mean, yeah, you know, 19 and three quarters for all but that last month and a half. She was doing pretty well. One thing, though, it takes a while to adjust to, you know, a creature that you've been with pretty much every day for almost 20 years, no longer being there. And it was looking at the clock the other evening, and I was like, oh my, it's time to feed Miso. And then the thought came to me, oh no, I don't need to do that. Or, you know, you come inside the house and she'd often be at the door or on the window at the front, and where's Miso when you come in? But no more of that. And there even have been some sounds around the house that I, in the past, figured she was jumping off a chair in the other room and jumping onto the floor. Some bumps around the house. And, it could be her ghost, I suppose. But hearing those sounds and knowing that it's not her, it takes time, I know. Well, let's get back to the music with another listener request. Chuck got his in early. This is a great song by the incredibly talented Adrian Belew, and it's absolutely appropriate as we remember Miso here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford.
Alive. ultrasound of different things that other people have recorded.
Don't make me hungry, Mr. Peanut. You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry.
Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Itty bitty kitty, catch me a itty bitty mouse. There's a great big shotgun hanging on the wall. There's a great big shotgun hanging on the wall. When you shoot that mouse, he'll jump, holler, and squall. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Itty bitty kitty, catch me a itty bitty mouse. Gets around too slow. That old tomcat gets around too slow. He can't catch a mouse, he's done got too old. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Itty bitty kitty, catch me a itty bitty mouse. You, honey, don't you do me wrong. I love you, honey, don't you do me wrong. You gonna wake up and find your big cat gone. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Itty bitty kitty, catch me a itty bitty mouse.
You don't understand by now. You can't stop fate. No one can. It's like a living thing. Swallows us all into darkness.
That cat is high. Ooh, that look in his eye. Old man is high. He's higher than the sky. That cat is high. Ooh, that look in his eye. Man, I wouldn't lie. That's higher than the sky. Now when you see him dancing up and down the street, you know that cat's been smoking. Got no shoes upon his feet. Man, he's high. I said that cat is high, that cat is high, he's higher than the sky. That cat is high, look at that, look at his eyes. Old man is high, he's higher than the sky. That cat is high, look at them two stone guys. Man, I wouldn't lie, that's higher than the sky. Now when you see him tripping around the mountain, you know that cat is whack whack to the grand wappa-doo-dee. That cat is high. I said that cat is high. That cat is high. He's higher than the sky.
Oh, Mr. Hubbard.
Sleeping.
with a frying pan. Yeah.
What are you, stoned or stupid?
He's a cat that is very, very fat. He's not just a standard cat. He is a cat that is too very fat. American calico cat.
I do believe I'm stoned.
You have to go out and cross the tracks where I want to see you.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, we are remembering Miso, my cat who passed away last week, age 19 and three quarters, just 3 months shy of her 20th birthday, in her 90s, in human terms of years. So we started the set off with the incredibly talented Adrian Belew and Big Electric Cat, going out to Chuck U and coming from his Chuck U's DO6 dog sets. And then we heard from Jim Murphy, Here Kitty Kitty. From Boppin' Hillbilly to Red Hot Rockabilly is where I found that. And thanks to DJ Easy Ed for it. Turning me on to that album. And you can catch him next Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. And then we heard from Captain who? Captain question mark? Well, the name of that track was The Cat Is High. And then we heard from Shonen Knife and Catnip Dream. Yes, Miso liked catnip, and that was part of what I put in her kitty casket when we buried her on Sunday. And we finished things off with the glam rock band, well, some would say sleaze rock band, Faster Pussycat, but that was a double hit with their song Cat House. And backing me up right now are the Rhythm Masters with a song called Wild Kitten. Well, we've got just about a half hour left before Chase Carson comes in with a time tunnel. Soul, funk, dance, disco, rhythm and blues, and even the jazz interlude around 11:30 p.m. or so. But we've got one last set for you, and well, we're gonna have our own jazz interlude in here with something from the Charlie Hayden Quartet at the end of the set. But before that, we'll be hearing from Negative Land and something from their It's All in Your Head recorded live at the Middle East, a piece called The Afterlife in Heaven. And then some more Electro Clash following up on that Felix the House Cat that we had two sets ago. We're going to be hearing from Ladytron. But first, our final song from our featured artist, Cat Steven. And, you know, another song that just kind of gets me teary-eyed thinking about things.
Breaking my heart, you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving. But if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
više da se kateriš. Kod suta fore ne sprebrni, izvan kata tada izdeti. Zbade šteto si ako igraješ, realno i duševno. Slušaj meni nini, ja te zabravi. Čuj za sini, teskali si pripomni. Нов път всеки ден напред намери, как обичаше да се катериш. Котката порел не спревърни, извън катата да излети. С бъдещето си ако играеш, да е от мен.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it?
In Jesus' name.
But in point of fact, since the Neanderthals until now, we have a choice of many, many cultures' notions of what the afterlife is. The amazing thing is that they don't cohere very well. Each afterlife design, each culture designs what it thinks is important for its afterlife. And they don't necessarily have any relationship to other people's afterlives. The funny thing is that Americans' near-death experiences confirm our notion, our relatively optimistic notion, that we're all going to heaven.
Well, my first idea of God was that there was somebody up in heaven.
But But if you look at near-death experiences over 2,000 years of history, you find that most often in the past, they were fearful experiences, which people experienced going to hell. And when they recovered from it, then they changed their lives and became good religious people. It seems to most Americans that we don't need to do that. Most of us think we're living just fine lives, and so we experience heaven.
No.
The band in heaven.
No.
They play my favorite song. Wow.
When we have these experiences. I think it's a normal part of the human mind that we do have these extraordinary experiences.
My first idea of God was that there was somebody up in heaven.
There's a book called Why God Won't Go Away, and it suggests that we are, in a sense, wired to have these extraordinary experiences. Religious life is innovated, and we find new ways of expressing what the afterlife is about.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly see. And I seem to find the happiness I see.
Show that humans are not masters in their own house, but to some degree we are ruled in an unruly way by unconscious forces outside of our awareness.
You feel it in your head. You feel it in your head.
Yes. So I think of these notions of the afterlife, which are produced by societies and only recently by individuals, after all, as kinds of mirrors in which a society takes stock of itself and asks itself, what is the most important thing about ourselves? And so I think that that is a very important thing to realize. As to whether any one or another of a particular portraits of the afterlife is true, they tell us one thing or another, and they all have to be believed with a grain of salt. But the strange thing about fiction is that you can believe it entirely. In fact, you have to believe Hamlet entirely in order to understand what the play is about. So my feeling is that history always tells lies, but since this is fiction, we can safely believe it.
Mm-hmm.
lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cat stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from usually movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. Well, this evening, it really was a Tears of the Gods as I mourned and commemorated my cat Miso, who passed away last week. 3 months short of 20 years. And in that last set, we heard from our featured artist, the very soulful Cat Stevens, Wild World. Wild Word. And then Ladytron with Black Cat. And then we also heard some Velcro Kitties. Chuck's cat and Nala gave birth a couple of years ago. And that was what kittens sound like at 3 weeks old. Then another thing coming from Chuck U, Negative Land, the afterlife heaven from It's All in Your Head, recorded live at the Middle East in 2007. Then our jazz interlude, the Charlie Hayden Quartet West, The Long Goodbye. Yes, I did have a chance to say goodbye to Miso. We knew in that last week when she stopped eating. You know, I'm basically an atheist, so I don't really believe in a mystical afterlife, but it's a very human and comforting thing to think about heaven. And burying your pet's body rather than tossing it in the trash, yeah, sure. I made Miso a shoebox casket, and I lined it with a towel that she loved sleeping on. And then I put in a can of her favorite cat food, a container also of the big Trader Joe's dry pieces. We used to have what I call snack and exercise time, getting her to do a quarter mile of sprints every day, keeping her healthy. And then Ritsuko put in some niboshi, which is dry Japanese fish, for Miso's afterlife in heaven with her brother Shiitake, and also a package of catnip and a stuffed mouse toy. And I cut off some of the fur on her tail, and I put it into some baggies as relics, which I'm also keeping with that from her brother Shiitake. I wanted to say it's also wonderful to have digital photos such as we can have these days, as well as a whole bunch of short clips of video clips of Miso too. And going through them has really led me to remember a whole bunch of happy moments, and it's just absolutely wonderful that we can do that with technology. Miso is still alive in my computer and my mind as well. Well, thank you for listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage this evening. I've got a song I'm sending out to Miso from Johnny Cash. Yes, Miso. I'll see you in heaven.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them that I won't be long, and they'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Yeah, we'll meet again. I don't know where, and I don't know when, but I do know that we'll meet again some sunny day. So honey, keep on smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. And would you please say hello to all the folks that I know, and tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Gonna have fun.
Oh yeah.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Mm-hmm.